Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia. Hello, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am your host, Jay John, and this is our holiday special of the show, week 104. Very exciting stuff. I hope whatever you're doing today, this week, next week, you're surrounding yourself with the people that you love and the people that love you, and that's all that matters, really, isn't it? But we love you. We appreciate you tuning into our show every week of the year, and this week is, of course, no exception, especially on a very special day like this. So this week, we'll be playing lots of our favorite Asian pop Christmas tracks. We've got some stuff in there from Crayon Pop, E-Girls, JYP Nation, Girls' Generation, plenty coming up for you. But you know what? I thought we would kick off with this track, of course, Gem, and the song Starshine Story on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yeah.
Gem on Asian Pop Radio Australia, right across the Community Radio Network. Very happy holidays to all of you. We're playing our favourite Asian Pop tracks and some of yours, and we did get some good requests through this week, so thank you very much. Don't forget you have to be listening out for our B1A4 code word. We're going to tell you that a little later on in the show. You'll be picking up that CD of the week if you are the winner, so keep listening. Time now for this.
Across the Community Radio Network, news update.
Yeah, Jay John here, filling in for Cassie on this week's update. Jolene Tsai has revealed that the chosen concept for her latest album Play is indeed feminism. According to a report by Ming Pao News, Jolene stated that the album's aim was to remind women to be confident and treasure their own quality. However, despite her recent actions towards feminism, the singer has stated that there are times spent with her boyfriend in which she just cannot resist the urge to be cute. Well, she's pretty cute, let's be honest about that. AAA member Takiro Nishijima has given an early Christmas gift to fans by releasing a 7-minute long PV for his song Gift. The PV depicts a love story between a couple on their first Christmas together, and in the end, the pair can be seen with over 3 million Christmas illuminations surrounding them. According to the reports, the PV took over 16 hours to film in a temperature as low as 2 degrees. Ouch! And finally, a Chinese media outlet has reported that former Girls' Generation member and her business partner Tyler Kwan are currently residing together in Hong Kong, and in addition, were recently spotted shopping for baby clothes. According to that report, Jessica has been traveling between Korea and Hong Kong for 6 months, but has now started living in Tyler's apartment. We're going to discuss that a little bit further on later on in our show, in our K-pop update with BJ. For now, let's get into another Christmas track. I know it's a favorite for most of our listeners. Big hit for Crayon Pop last year. Of course, this is Crayon Pop with Lonely Christmas on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
No, hey, na 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 na
Asian Pop Radio Australia. This is our Christmas episode and we are at the end of the year and it's a good time to check in with everyone. And we've got one of our newest team members on the line now, Jam, who is somewhere in Thailand. How are you going, Jam?
Hi, guys. I'm good, thank you. Really hot here, though.
Where exactly are you in Thailand at the moment?
Oh, I'm in Bangkok right now. I'm actually at home, lying around.
Wow, that sounds like a good place to be. So you've been back for a couple of weeks now, right?
Yeah, I am.
And what have you been up to so far? You've just been spending some time with family, eating lots of nice Thai food that you miss, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, we ate a lot. I really miss Thai food, and it's so easy to get food here in a cheap price, of course.
Of course, yeah. When you're, because you're obviously studying in Melbourne, and you usually go back at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, usually that's the case.
What's the one thing you miss about Thai food while you're away?
Yeah, I feel like Thai food in any foreign country is not as tasty or as spicy as Thailand is.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I think, like, most people can't handle the spiciness of it. So when I come back, I'm like, oh, my God, it tastes so, so good. I really miss it. Yeah.
I think a lot of the time, Thai food locally in Australia is very sweet, right?
Yeah, it is. It's really sweet, like, a lot of cream and sugar. I'm like, oh, God.
Especially a pad Thai.
Yeah, especially pad Thai.
All right, so what is your favorite Thai dish?
I'll say papaya salad or what we call it, tom tam.
Nice.
Yeah?
That's a good one. It's good for vegetarians too.
It tastes pretty good for salad, to be honest.
So you're back for the school holiday break, and of course we're all talking all things Christmas, but do you do anything for Christmas yourself, or do you perhaps just spend some time with family and hang out for New Year or something?
Well, we don't really celebrate Christmas here as much, although we have Christmas decorations, so I think I'm just gonna hang with my friend and then with my family afterwards for dinner. Yeah.
Okay, so for the time being, just stick around with family, eat as much as you can.
Yep.
Enjoy the sun, maybe go out and have a cocktail or two.
Yeah, I'm going for a cocktail on like Friday, I think.
Oh, that sounds good. All right, well, I should say a very big thank you for your input into the show this year. It's been great to have you around, of course, contributing to our K-pop update.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have you doing the same thing in 2015.
And thank you for having me here.
Yep. It's been our pleasure, Jam.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist. I hope everyone is enjoying the holidays. This week, I am back with another Thai song which really suits this holiday season. The song is called Om Chong Ngai, which translates to Please Look Up Above. It is a song about people who always play with their smartphones, looking down everywhere they go and sliding that touchscreen down all the time, and doesn't know what is going on around them, only to find out an unfortunate event that happened in the end. This song encourages people to look up and start paying attention to the world and look up to see, because someone may be interested in you when you look up. I hope you guys have a safe holiday and remember to please look up above. This has been Paul, your Thai pop specialist on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Until next time.
สวัสดีครับเราเคยรู้จักกันหรือเปล่าท่าทางคุ้นๆแค่ผมมองคุณยังไม่ค่อยชัดเงยหน้าสักนิดให้ผมมีสิทธิ์ได้รู้จักอยากมองยิ่งนักสักวินาทีอยากเห็นหน้าแต่แล้วเธอก็ไม่มองแล้วเธอก็ไม่มาก้มหน้าก้มตาและเล็งนิ้วมือลงบนเครื่องนั้นยิ้มหัวเราะคนเดียวไม่เลี้ยวข้างหน้าข้างล่างต้องจบลงที่ฉันพนมนิ้วมือท่องคาถาโอ้มจงง่ายขึ้นมาง่ายขึ้นมาง่ายขึ้นมาง่ายขึ้นมามองตาฉันสักหน่อยโอ้เพราะฉันเฝ้าคอยกลัวหลุดลอยพาระน้อยน้อยน้อยน้อยน้อยน้อยน้อยน้อยรักจะเกิดขึ้นมันต้องมองตามีใช่มองจอ
จะกระพามผมไม่สำเร็จสารรูปอย่างผมคงไม่สำเร็จไม่สำคัญสารภาพผมมันแค่ซัมเมอร์วันที่คิดว่ารักแท้แค่เริ่มมองตามันสำคัญกว่าซัมมากันซัมติ in my eye มันน่าค้นหากว่าซัมมาซุ่มที่ข้างกายสมการแก่ xy แค่สองที่กำลังตีหาด้วยไอ้ยักษ์เอกตายก็นอกเลยไปตั้งไกลไอ้เรื่องทะเลทะลึ่งอันที่ไม่ถึงจริงๆผมที่อายแค่คุยกันเป็นพี่ชาย น่ารักอย่างคุณใครเป็นแฟนเขาคงกลุ้มตายก็จีบกันให้วุ่นวายตะลึงตะลึงตึงตะลึงตะลึงตึงเต็มไทม์ไลน์อนาคตเดี๋ยวไร้กายมายืนตรงหน้าไม่ง่ายมันจะเสียดายนะ
แล้วถ้าเขาไม่มาก้มหน้าก้มตาและเลนิ้วมือลงบนคืนนั้นยิ้มหัวเราะคนเดียวไม่เลี้ยวข้างหน้าข้างล่างต้องจบลงที่ฉันพนมนิ้วมือท่องคาถาโอ้ไม่ทำง่ายขึ้นมาง่ายขึ้นมาง่ายขึ้นมาเออง่ายขึ้นมามองตาฉันสักหน่อยโอ้เพราะฉันเฝ้าคอยกลัวหลุดลอยภาพระน้อยน้อยน้อยน้อยน้อยน้อยน้อยน้อยรักจะเกิดขึ้นไม่ต้องมองตามีฉันมองเธอ
around look at me girl start paying some attention to the whole world damn so close almost got you to listen then your damn cell phone starts ringing look up look around look at me girl start paying some attention to the whole world how much time on the phone are you spending think of all the precious moments you be missing
Asia Pop Radio Australia, this is Jay John, and in the studio with me once again for another week is BJ with the K-Pop Update. Hey BJ.
Hello there.
And making side comments because he can, it's Jedi Scarf. Hey Jedi.
How's it going everybody?
Nice to have you both here and keeping me entertained once again. Another big week in K-Pop?
Yes.
Christmas week.
Big week, yeah. Yesterday was, of course, the 2014 SBS Gayo Dijon Awards, with we left you last week with, of course.
It sounds like a mayonnaise.
It does, doesn't it?
Have you got pronunciation on that scarf?
Dijon sauce.
Nice.
The Gayo Dijon.
Very
Dijon.
Good. Yeah.
Dijon.
Spread a bit of that on
makes
my
your hot dogs
potatoes.
Taste like Pop-Tarts.
There you go.
Well, to anyone was performing there without Park Bom, as I mentioned last week, it was a massive show and the girls did fine because they won the Best Female Group Award, so they don't need Park Bom at all.
Didn't
you know
see
why,
that coming.
You know why they won that? Because they charted so high on the APRA chart.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Number two.
We got them there. Got them all the way, BJ.
Other winners are for the best for rookie winner, the global star is 2PM. Best band is CN Blue. Best solo female Ailee, there we have her again.
Yep.
Best solo male is Tae Young again. Best male group is EXO, and it's also the best album. EXO.
Wow. There you go.
How fitting that winner won the best rookie group.
They are the winners. Right. Winners are the winner.
That's a funny one. Girl group A-Pink has released a poster of their first ever solo concert, Pink Paradise. They promised to hold a solo concert earlier due to their rising popularity and success in several music shows, such as NBC's show Music Core. The concert Pink Paradise will take place in the Olympic Hall on January the 30th and the 31st.
There you go. They've had a good year, haven't they, Trav?
Have any of you noticed that every single A-Pink song has the same drum sample?
Yes, it does. I bought their first album
and I felt like I didn't need to get any more because they're
complete
all...
complete lack of creativity. But it scores.
Well,
so
when you're on a good thing, you're on a good thing, right? What do they say? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's K-pop. It works. Let's do the, hey, this worked 2007. Let's keep it going.
So there's news around Jessica and Tyler Kwan. It was already reported that Jessica and Tyler allegedly lived together, but now they have been spotted together in a mall in Hong Kong shopping for baby clothes.
Wow.
Yes.
What?
So this this fuels the rumors about them living together, of course.
Unless they were out buying it for a puppy or something.
Well, Jessica, however, denies everything. She says, I'm living in Korea with my parents and little sister, and the baby clothes were for my friend's child.
See, big things are happening for Jessica.
What a throw off.
Don't be worried.
They're for my friend's kid.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, we'll just take her word for it. Boy group HY4 is working on its comeback in January in Korea, and they're at the same time working on their debut in Japan. They have paired up with Marvel Entertainment, starting on February 7th, 2015 at the K-Stage O.
Okay.
So that's going to be a big one.
And they are, of course, the boy band from The Simpsons because they can't do high fives because they only have four fingers.
What do you mean they've got four fingers?
In The Simpsons, they have four fingers.
Oh, The Simpsons episode about
High four.
High four, right, there you go.
That's it.
I'm on fire.
Good work, Trav.
The Simpsons fan didn't even get
it. Yeah, I know.
They'll be starring in dozens of live shows, so fans will be seeing a lot of them soon.
I bet they will. And
yeah, high five.
I love it. They're going to line up all their instrumental tracks and they're going to find a way to translate and they're going to make it happen.
Yeah,
That's how you produce Japanese releases, isn't
it? Yeah.
You don't even have to do a new MV most of the time.
Just be in their face.
There you go.
They have to do a really basic MV.
Yeah?
Of the version that you did for Korea.
Behind the scenes version.
Yeah.
All right. BJ, thanks so much for your K-pop update, sir.
Thanks for having me.
And see you back next week.
See ya.
Radio Australia, this is Jay John right across the Community Radio Network, and this is our Happy Holiday episode, let's call it that. I hope whatever you're doing today is an absolutely amazing day and that you're spending time with the people that you just love being around. And it'd be great to hear what your New Year's resolutions are. We might have a chat about that on the show next week on our final episode for 2014, because I know a lot of you probably have one of your resolutions to either be traveling overseas somewhere in Asia, or perhaps even moving to Asia to study or learning a language. Maybe we can help motivate each other in the new year. Let's hope so. Fingers crossed. Of course, we just heard from E-Girls, Mr. Snowman. One of our team members are a very big fan of E-Girls, and I'm sure there are plenty of our listeners are too. Now, I did mention that we do have a B1A4 giveaway thanks to that K-pop shop. You've probably seen the post on our Facebook page, and you are probably listening to the show right now to find out what the code word is. Oh my gosh. The code word for you to be in the running to win our B1A4 album is, in fact, B1A4. See? Not too hard, is it? All you need to do is email the subject line WINCDB1A4 and write the code word in the email B1A4. Don't forget to include your postal address in case you win, and you have until Sunday night this week to get your entries in. So again, email asianpopradio@yahoo.com. with the subject line WinCD B1A4 and the code word B1A4 in the email. Simples. All right, going to another Christmas track to keep up with the feeling of the season. This is JYP Nation. This Christmas, I love when all the kids get together on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio, this is Jay John, and with me is Cassandra, part of the hashtag APRA family. How you going, Cassandra?
Yeah, good, thanks. I'm excited, Christmas time, yay!
Yay for Christmas, yay for presents!
It's good. Very exciting. I got to have my first flight, so that was very interesting, spending Christy with my parents.
I'm pretty blown away to hear that you've only just had your first flight. This is pretty amazing. Like, it took you a little while to get there, didn't it?
Oh, well, you know, all good things, you know, take time. But, yeah, I'm not a big fan of heights, so I tend to drive everywhere, but I think I'm over it now.
Cassandra, are you like me? I absolutely am terrified of heights, and I do everything I can to go up on in high places and then look down and then ask myself why I'm looking.
Oh, yeah. Get me on the highest roller coaster and, I'll scream like a baby, but get me back on there again, please.
Last year when I was in Malaysia, I was going up to Highlands. So I was in the line for cable car, and it was taking about half an hour to get to the start of the line so I could get on the cable car by myself. And I was there alone, absolutely terrified of heights, not knowing how high it is. And the anxiety of standing in that line for half an hour, I tell you what, it was killing me. And when I got closer to the start, I said to the guys in front of us, oh, so how high is it? He's like, oh, very high, very high, very high, very high, swaying. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, I had an old man sitting next to me. He was telling me that it was his first flight as well. And I'm like, oh, it's nothing to worry about. Done it.
You were like, we can pray together.
Yeah.
We'll be okay.
Didn't want him to know it was my first time as well, so I was just pretending, I was an old hand.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I'm glad you're there, and I'm glad you got there safe. So how long are you in Brisbane for?
Here for a week, so hoping to catch up with some of the other APRA family while I'm up here and do a bit of karaoke, spend some time with the family.
Nice.
And just relax, for the new year.
And do you have a hand in cooking or preparing anything for a big luncheon?
Good grief, no. I'd poison everyone.
Okay, it was probably a good thing you don't then.
Yeah, I need burn water.
Cassandra, is there anyone you would like to say a Merry Christmas to or season's greetings to anyone in particular?
Not in particular, but I just really would like to wish all of our loyal listeners a very merry, happy Christmas and a very safe new year, and thank them all for their continued support and look forward to hearing more of their comments and suggestions in 2015.
Oh, Cassandra, I want to thank you for your ongoing support.
Thank you. I enjoy doing it.
Well, you have a good time with your family and make sure you eat lots of stuffing and basically get, no one's going to say get stuffed yourself, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There's a nice season's greeting for you. Cassandra, get stuffed.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll take that the nicest way possible.
Thanks, Cassandra.
All right, I'll talk to you in the new year. Bye, mate.
When the snow begins to fly above the smoky, smoky sky, you came along like a snowflake and brightened up my day. There is just one thing
intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello and welcome to this week's intro to Asian Pop. This week we are introducing Nell, an indie pop group from Korea currently under Woollim Entertainment. They debuted in 1999 and have been going strong for 15 years with only a hiatus for military service. The band consists of four talented men, main vocalist Kim Jong-won, guitarist Lee Jae-kyung, bassist Lee Jung-hoon, and drummer Jung Jae-won. Starting out their career, the four played in clubs around Shincheon-dong and Hongdae, popular nightclub spots, where they were eventually scouted out by none other than the famous Seo Taiji, the leader of the trio Seo Taiji and the Boys, with their latest album, Newton's Apple, which placed second on the Billboard 10 Best K-pop Albums for this year. Nell have really improved in their standing in the K-pop world, and just recently they have released another single for Christmas, Green Nocturne. Green Nocturne, or Cheongcheon Yeonga, is a wistful tune about remembering the past as a better time, albeit a fragile one. The song lyrics are beautifully melancholic, with lines such as, "I didn't know back then, that's why I was careless, and that's why it was more beautiful." This sort of lyrical phrase is often found in Nell's works, and it's just one of the wonderful reasons to listen to them. The band has the ability to touch the hearts of listeners with their thoughtful themes. Another song of theirs I enjoy greatly is Four Times Around the Sun, which is about missing a girl who left them. I really encourage you to give them a listen and hear their works for yourself. That's all for this week's intro to Asian Pop. If you want to find out more about Nell in the meantime, they have a website at nellhouse.com and homegamerecords.com/Nell. That's Nell with two L's. I hope to see you next week, and from me, Katie, have a very Merry Christmas.
천천히 솔직히 아주 금방까진 아니더라도 언젠간 잊혀질 거라고 믿었지 그렇게 믿고 지금까지 견뎌왔었는데 그런 날 비웃듯 그 기억들이 마치 중력처럼 죄같이 나의 슬픔은 항상 똑같은 표정으로 널 향하고 지구가 태양을 네 번 감싸 안는 동안 나는 수만 번도 넘게 너를 그리워했고 또 지워가야 했어 감사하는 동안 한번
Asian Pop Radio Australia. This is Jay John, and we are celebrating Christmas. It is our big, exciting Christmas episode, and we thought we'd try to get around to as many of our team members as possible. So on the line, a familiar voice, Katie. How are you going, Katie?
Hey, I'm going really well, thank you.
Sounds like you've been busy in the lead up to Christmas, right, Katie?
Yeah, I've been very busy. Been doing lots of job searching, and I've actually also been very involved in my church at the moment.
Is the church thing something that you've usually got to do in the lead up to Christmas, like your family goes along to Mass and everything?
Well, my dad doesn't really join in, but my mum and I, we normally go to carol services.
Oh, cool.
This year, unfortunately, my mum couldn't come, but I went, and then last week I sang Joy to the World at my church in Korean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to prepare for that?
Well, we had a week to prepare, and I kept on getting moved around within the choir. So one day I'd be doing alto parts, and then next day I'd be told I'd have to do soprano.
By memory, correct me if I'm wrong, but by memory you have quite a few Koreans in the congregation, right?
It's actually a Korean church.
That's why. I thought so.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, that's a pretty tough crowd then, to make sure you get all the lyrics right.
Yeah.
And
I was studying it every night.
Did they all put little cards up, like your score?
Thankfully, they didn't.
Church congregation, you could only assume that they'd be very supportive of whatever you did up there.
Yeah, they were all smiling. It was just a lovely experience.
So other than church, Katie, what do you usually do with your family for Christmas? Does everyone go over to you, or do you go over to a relative's house?
Normally, because it's just me and my mum and dad who live in Australia, we can't really have our family over.
That's right. It's a little hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe you Skype everyone.
Before we moved over, we'd normally have our whole family over.
Yeah, okay.
This year it's a bit different. We're actually heading over to a family friend's house, and we're having lunch there with them all, and it's that's on Christmas Day, so it's going to be really nice change.
Okay, and do you have to put the cooking mittens on? Like, do you whip up anything in the dessert area or anything like that?
Well, not me exactly, but normally Mum brings over something.
Okay, so Mum's the cook of the family, not Dad?
We take it in turns, yeah.
Okay, cool. What's your favourite Christmas dish?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
I guess I have to say trifle.
There you go.
I've got a bit of a sweet tooth.
Katie, thank you so much, and especially for your intro to Asian pop, which you've been doing, I guess, for around 6 or 8 months now, right?
It's been quite a long time, yeah.
And getting good results. You're keeping us all informed, and we've got a chance to learn about so many different Asian artists across the years, some, you know, rookie groups, some more established groups, and it's all because of you. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. I really enjoy learning about them too.
Excellent. And I look forward to having more in 2015, huh?
Definitely.
Nudge, nudge. Thanks, Katie. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand, we're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be. Let's take that rocky forest and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for us, let's ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of our Margaret. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing songs we love to sing with our single star. By the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts crack. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be violin ring ting tingling. Come on, it's lovely wait for us, let's ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Together with you, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia review.
Asian Pop Radio Australia presents another travel review with Shazza. This week, considering it is the season to be jolly, I'm going to talk about Christmas in South Korea. While back home, you put up Christmas trees with your family, have a big family dinner with your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, and then you feel like your stomach is about to burst after all that home cooking you ate that night. In Korea, it's slightly different. The lead-up is very large, with the day being such a small day. Shops have their traditional sales, with this mostly including makeup stores. Makeup stores seem to have the biggest sales for this time. I wonder why. Cafes will play more Christmas music, and if it is not Christmas music per se, then it is winter music in general. Surprisingly, a lot of EXO's Christmas album from last year is played a lot, or at least they played a lot in the cafes I go to, Cafe Ben and Harry Baguette. They also play a lot of Western Christmas music, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. That seems to be the most popular song of them all. On the flip side, that is, if they are actually playing Christmas music. Most of the time, they just go back to playing the normal K-pop or American pop that is popular at that time. Which leads me to my next point. Christmas is a very coupley culture here. It is a day to spend with the one you love. It is not uncommon to see the ever so attractive couple outfits make more of an appearance, as well as more skinship, or how would we refer to it in the West, public displays of affection. As far as families go, most people make an effort to see their parents, or at least their very close friends. But most people are still working that day as it is not a public holiday and so time with loved ones is limited. For those in Australia and places where it is hot on Christmas Day, in Seoul it is snowing and therefore time is spent indoors where it is warm. But hey, on the plus side, some people love white Christmases and you have an excuse to eat all those warm street foods like hotdog and dakgalbi. Lastly, with more and more religions being practiced in Korea, less people are focusing on Christmas. Yes, Christianity is a large part of the religion culture here, but it's not all of it. As an international student, I have found most of my foreigner friends do not celebrate Christmas, which makes me think how many in Korea actually celebrate Christmas at all. This has been another review on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yeah, good on you, Shaz. Make us all jealous about your white Christmas in Korea while we're out here in Australia stinking hot. Somewhere else that it's going to be nice and hot this Christmas is in Malaysia. And we're going to go to a Malaysian artist now, Z Avi, and her track, No Christmas For Me, on Asian Pop Radio.
No, there won't be Christmas for me this year. For the simple reason, being you're not here. There won't be eggnogs by the cozy fire. There won't be glasses of mulled wine either. There won't even be a Christmas tree, 'cause you're not here to light it up with me. Santa, honey, won't you bring my baby back to me? 'Cause I miss him, yes, I miss him oh so dearly. I haven't sent him his Christmas card, 'cause that will mean we really are apart. The Christmas stockings are as empty as my heart. Something good, but just this once, baby, if you could. You know you can and you know you should, 'cause Christmas won't be Christmas without you. It won't be Christmas without you. 2 days to Christmas. Christmas and I'm still waiting outside. Wishing upon a star that you'll be coming home tonight. But it was cold, it was getting late. Sadly, I crept back into bed. But then I felt a soft kiss on my cheek. I opened my eyes and there my baby was with me. My baby came back. Christmas.
Yes, we have come to the end of our Christmas episode. Thank you so much to everyone that tuned in, regardless of if you're listening on the network or on our podcast via podomatic.com or iTunes. We do have a prize to anyone that's subscribed to our podcast either on Podomatic or iTunes. So keep an eye on our Facebook page throughout the week and right through till New Year's, because you'll all be in the running if you just follow those simple instructions and subscribe to our podcast. Big thank you to everyone involved in the show today. Of course, Katie, Shaz, BJ, Trav, Paul, absolutely everyone. Couldn't have done it without you. Hope you all have a wonderful day, whatever you're doing, and a wonderful weekend. At the risk of favouring Malaysia over Singapore, we thought we'd play a Singaporean artist to go out, and who better than Corinne May with Hark the Herald Angels Sing, a lovely song to go out with, I think. Here it is on Asian Pop Radio Australia. See you next week.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.